Power FM, your feel-good station. That is Mitch James, New Zealand's own, and the man himself joins us now. Good morning, Mitch.
Morning.
It is so nice to have you here. Oh, my gosh. The first time that I heard Be Somebody, I felt very emotional, I have to say.
I got you.
You did get me. Can you tell us what inspired the song? What's it all about?
Yeah, Molly. So basically, a couple of years ago, I had like my first ever breakup. I was with this girl for about 3 years, and it's sort of about gradually, day by day, becoming someone that you despised in the start, and someone that I sort of promised I wouldn't become. I was just so kind of obsessed with my career and put my career before everything that one day I woke up and I realized that I had sort of been pushing my girlfriend to the side for the longest time and she just couldn't take anymore. So I thought, you know, what better thing to do than write a song about it, because, you know, there's so many industries and in the world where similar things happen, you know, where people just sort of can't make it work. So yeah, it's a real one. It's a raw one, but it's something that I think we'll be able to relate to. So yeah.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people can relate to that. It's so hard when, you know, you might have this great thing going with someone, and then your job or your life gets in the middle of it, and you can't make it work, and there's no other reason than that. So I'm really glad that you've released this song. So yeah, I'd imagine a lot of people would be hearing it and going, "Oh, okay, it's not just me."
Thank you. I hope so.
A lot of people would see the music industry as quite glamorous, Mitch, but are there a lot of sacrifices required along the way to, you know, kind of make it big?
Yeah, I think the more sacrifices you're willing to make, typically in my experience, the further along you will go. And it's a pretty bitter pill to swallow, to be honest, because, you know, music is not all glitz and glamour. It's a lot of hotel rooms and sprinter vans, really, and you don't really, you know, it's not like they make it out to be. So, it's a real interesting one, and you know, I feel like what makes it worth it for me is seeing the connection that people have with these songs and actually getting to play it to people, and that's what makes it worth it. It's not like the supposed glitz and glam, red carpet, after party, all of that nonsense.
Yeah, of course. I'd imagine that would be why you do it as well, because you're moving around, you're on the road, you're touring, and you are sort of separate from what you know, your family and friends. How is it dating in that world? Is it just so tough? Are you with someone now, or...?
Yeah, well, I've actually, as of a couple of days ago in hotel quarantine, I just broke up with my girlfriend of the year, which is...
Oh, Molly!
Oh, my God!
Nah, you're all right, Loggy. I'm an open book.
Oh, my God, no. And you've got to sit in quarantine now. Oh.
Yeah, no, that's all good. But, I mean, to answer your question, it takes a very understanding and patient significant other because... You know, like we're saying, being on the road and being away all the time, if your love language is quality time, it's not particularly the greatest thing. So I think it takes a specific person and a very understanding one, because unfortunately, by its inherent nature, this job is quite selfish.
Yeah, exactly. I love that you've touched on the love languages there.
I read the book.
Good. So good. I imagine we'll have some more material for some new songs after this, though. That is the positive. You can turn your life into art.
Exactly. It's the best thing about being a songwriter.
Hey, Mitch, I'm sure like a lot of the brothers and sisters you have in the music industry, you've been through plenty of hotel quarantine in the last year and a half. Have you gotten good at it? Mm-hmm. What are your tips and tricks? What do you spend your time doing?
Honestly, a lot of pacing. bit of PlayStation.
Yeah.
I actually got one of my friends, I got him to deliver a rowing machine.
So oh,
I'm staying as active as possible. Just sort of counting down the days, as unhealthy as that is.
Oh, look, I mean, I haven't had to quarantine, but I'd imagine I'd be psychotic in there.
I'm borderline. I'm borderline.
Well, the great thing is, while you're there, we get to enjoy all the fantastic fruits of your labour. The new single is Be Somebody. You can stream it now on all your platforms. Check it out. Many thanks, Mitch James, and best luck with quarantine, mate.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.